from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Full disclosure, I changed my number 2 days after the US Open, so I didn't get it until he told me about it today. So I was like, oh, thanks very much. So I blanked Tiger Woods, which was probably not a great thing, but Tiger's been nothing but incredible to me over the course of my career, in the good moments and in the bad. You know, he sent me an incredible message after St. Andrews in 2022. I met Tiger when I was 15 years old, and I've built up a great relationship with him, his whole family. So yeah, it means a lot.
That is Rory McIlroy on talking with Tiger after his collapse at Pinehurst. There had been a rumored kind of spat between Tiger and Rory that I think maybe stemmed from Tiger's got like a big role on one of those boards that the players are on for the PGA Tour, and Rory got like kicked off it. And maybe that's where it kind of got started, because I don't know, McIlroy has been very like anti-LIV and very opinionated on the future of golf, and maybe the other players started to deviate from that a little bit, but it sounds like from there that their relationship seems fine. 803-0550 is the phone number. Bill Zoomies, what's left to get out energy-wise here? Shake it out. And a lot of the a lot of the carryover has been from the last Chiefs playoff game, which, do you think this is right that we have spent less time this offseason belaboring that playoff game than any of the other playoff games that they've lost in? Less than Cincinnati, certainly less than 13 seconds, and maybe even less than the AFC Championship game. I feel like we've kind of, that game happened, and we went into it for a couple of weeks, and then just kind of put it over there, and like, I don't know how often we've really gone over and touched it. It's because it kind of gets grouped in, lumped in with the rest, right?
Yeah.
It's just another Chief playoff loss.
Yeah. I think it's just hard to continue talking about it.
The playoff game?
Yeah.
We've definitely fired it back up today.
Certainly.
And there's energy on it. Mark in Florida, you're next up on the Western Hotline. We've got Kyle Brandt coming up on the Western Hotline at 9:30 from NFL Network. That'll be fun. So Mark first. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Couple things. Just going back to that Chiefs playoff game, the last one. I mean, if there was ever a chance for us to take them down, that would have been it. I just feel like it comes down to the same old things, you know, clock management and just overall game planning, coaching, and, you know, having A.J. Klein on the field. I mean, how my mother knew he shouldn't have been out there, put anybody else in. And I always say, you know, if you don't think that's the case, what would happen if you just switch coaching staffs for the last 4 years? You give Buffalo the Walrus and what's his name, the defensive coordinator, and their coaches, and you give Mahomes our guys, I guarantee you we win two or three Super Bowls. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark, for the call.
Probably my most frustrating thing about Sean McDermott, if there's a true criticism that I think is has, like, you know, behind it real juice, real teeth, is coaching not to lose. It's the same way that Rory, the same idea exists with Rory McIlroy, is when he's playing from behind. You saw what he did playing from behind, playing with a clear mind, and he's playing offense. Through 15 holes, he was in a position to beat Bryson DeChambeau. And then he played defense. He played conservatively. He moved away from what got him there to play defense, to play not to lose. And when you play not to lose in any sport, especially professionally when other teams are present, when you're going up against other people that are very good, you cannot in those moments play not to lose.
Did you see who the Bills have the sixth best odds to get in 2025? Did you see this yesterday?
No.
What individual? You take a guess. Who is the individual that is a big enough name that there are odds out there on him that the Bills are listed as the sixth favorite to land in 2025?
What free agent?
Doesn't necessarily have to be a free agent.
What player?
Doesn't necessarily have to be a player. Just an individual in the sport. Bill Belichick.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say it, but I thought you were... I assumed better.
Bill Belichick. There's no earthly way, right? Jeremy has said this a lot, and I agree with it, that they would never move off... It's hard to see them ever moving off Sean McDermott unless they already had an idea that was big. And like they got to know, it's got to be for someone. They're not just going to fire McDermott and then go interview 10 candidates and hire the offensive coordinator of the Lions. I tend to agree with them that they would do it for a big idea. And that maybe is the only way they'd ever do it. And Bill Belichick is that, but I can't, there's no way, right? There's no way.
Not a shot.
Want to guess the teams above the Bills? Who are the teams that have better odds, according to Bet Online, to land Bill Belichick, or to land him? He might not even coach. He might be done. But which team will Belichick coach in 2025? Who are the five teams better odds than the Bills? Who would you guess?
For Bill Belichick?
Yep. Five teams better odds than the Bills for Bill Belichick in
2025. Jaguars.
Jaguars are just below the Bills, 25-1. The Bills are 12-1, by the way.
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins I don't have as being listed here.
The Giants.
The Giants are number four on this list.
The Jets.
That's always been the team I've thought. The Jets are listed here. Quickly on that. The Jets are above the Bills in odds. Didn't he left after a day?
He'd do it.
He left them to go to a division rival after one day.
He's desperate enough.
And it's the same owner.
He's desperate enough.
There's no way that owner is ever going to, after what happened between those two sides, maybe they've reconciled. I don't know. The Giants, the Maras are very friendly and are like very close with Belichick. I could totally see the Giants.
So there's two teams left.
You've got four teams left.
Oh.
You got the two New York teams.
Yep.
Sorry, the Bills were seventh, I guess.
Okay.
So who are the six teams above them? You've got two of them. Who else? These would also be teams where you might expect, like, all right, the coach is on the hot seat.
The Bears.
The Bears are number three. And it's kind of amazing to me Matt Eberflus is even their coach right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That they didn't line it up. New coach with the new quarterback at the same time.
How about Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh is not listed.
Nah.
They just signed Tomlin to an extension. Man, wouldn't that be something,
the
though,
if Eagles.
They fired Tomlin for Belichick. The Eagles are number two, plus 500. Yeah, Philadelphia. Sirianni, they stripped his power to hire coordinators, mm-hmm. right? Basically, like, they told him, like, you got to get two new coordinators. And Ron Rivera is there now, I think. So, yeah, the Eagles are good.
Who could be number one?
And then you're missing number four also.
One and four. Okay.
Number one is also plus 100.
The Carolina Panthers?
Basically even money. No. Carolina, I don't see being listed here.
Huh. Dallas Cowboys. The entire plus NFC 100. East. The entire NFC East.
The Commanders are not the other team, but the Cowboys are the favorite. Which makes sense, right?
Yes, it does.
Jerry Jones. How are they going to keep going with McCarthy?
The Denver Broncos.
Nope.
Hmm.
You're in the right division, though.
The Raiders?
The Raiders.
Jesus.
So here's why that would happen. They'd offer him a bunch of money, and Tom Brady, the minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, would hire his old friend Bill Belichick just so he could be in the position to fire Bill Belichick. Brady wants to hire Belichick just so after a year, he could call Bill into his office as the boss and fire
as the boss.
And fire Belichick. That's what Brady wants to do. The other teams listed here, Saints, Buccaneers, Vikings, Browns are the other teams for Belichick. I tend to think he won't coach again, though. I don't think he's going to coach again. I think his reputation
think
is
so
kind
too.
Of soiled.
I think
he's older. I think another part of Belichick is what comes with him is, well, what's the plan after you? You're 71 years old. I need to know who's in line to take over for you after. And the coaches that he is taken with him from team to team to team, I would want no part of. I'd want no part of, well, you're going to coach me for 2 years, and then, okay, your understudy, Matt Patricia, is going to take over. No thanks. There's nobody I would want off that coaching tree. 803-0550. Bill Zoomies, what do you got left over? What's pent-out frustration, energy? McDermott from the Chiefs playoff game, if you want. That caller that just called in at the beginning of the segment about A.J. Klein starting that game. I'm right there. The whole week leading up, I thought it was kind of crazy that they weren't going to play Dorian Williams, who, sure, was going to make mistakes, but
at least he was going to make them with speed and
right,
being over-aggressive.
And just take the chance that maybe you're going to get a splash play or two, a turnover, a fumble punched out, a pick, something from Dorian Williams that makes up for all the bad, because you just knew A.J. Klein was going to have the bad, not being able to cover anybody. He was going to get exposed by Andy Reid, and just there was never going to be any upside to it. You knew there weren't going to be any big plays from him out there. He was planning a trip to Disney World 2 weeks before. DJ in Virginia is next up. What's up, DJ?
Hi. So we all kind of make fun of the Steelers and, Tomlin and, how he's kind of a bum. But honestly, I think we're kind of the Steelers with McDermott. You know, they're both defensive coaches. They're both, make crazy, boneheaded, one guy tripped a guy in the middle of a play. Our coach, did 13 seconds, comparable. But we are the early on Steelers with, Big Ben and how just we don't have the early success. And I don't think we're ever going to have it with McDermott. So we're all watching the later stages of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, in Pittsburgh.
Can I ask, DJ, though, like, I will never defend the 13 seconds. Will never defend that. The coaching was so dumb in that game. How many examples are there really, though, since then? Like, Tomlin, it is every game. And McDermott...
New England...
Go ahead.
And the New England game this year, the Giants game this year, and then also the Denver game this year.
The Denver game calling the timeout.
The Denver game is bad. The Denver game is bad. What specifically about the New England or Giants game am I forgetting that was bad for him?
The fact that we never changed defenses. We sat there and literally let them, you know, dink and dunk, and that's what their offense is. We sat there and played two back. Instead of, you know, going blitzing, doing anything to, you know, go after the short pass.
The New England game at the end, that might be right. The Giant game, I don't know, man. They give him 9 points.
Yeah, they let Mac Jones, who got benched like 4 weeks later, just march down the field on you.
Yeah, I can't get there in the Giant game. There was only 9 points. Like, I'm actually asking. I'm not saying it as a defense. Like, what are the big boneheaded coaching decisions from McDermott since 13 seconds? Because Tomlin, it happens every week. He'll punt from the 35-yard line on a weekly basis. McDermott, in terms of the data on when do you know when to go for it on fourth down, where do you punt from, you know, a lot of that stuff, McDermott actually checks the boxes. Like, he's become, or maybe he's really been this since, you know, maybe Allen. He's been one of the more progressive fourth down coaches in the league. The whole landscape of coaching is conservative for fourth down decision making. So
let me ask you this.
I'd still say he's too conservative, but by when you compare him to his peers, there's a reason when you see these charts come up on Twitter throughout the year of when do coaches know when to go for it. It's like Dan Campbell way at the top by far, and I forget who usually is like second, and then McDermott's usually like third or fourth.
Let me ask you this, though.
The other one real quick before you go, he missed one other example. The other boneheaded decision he made last year, I think for me there are only two. There are only two game management decisions. I'm like, oh my, you can't be serious. Denver with 12 men and Philadelphia kneeling the ball with 30 seconds.
And the field goal and the fake punt in the playoff game.
The fake punt.
It's amplified in the big games. It's amplified. But let me ask you a serious question, and I'd love for you to really think about it and. I don't think there's any way you could disagree with this. I don't. Okay. Because at least there's proof that Mike Tomlin has won a Super Bowl. He did it with Bill Cowher's team, but he did it.
He did it 15 years ago.
If Mike Tomlin had Josh Allen on his football team for the last 5 years, does he have a Super Bowl?
In the last 5 years?
Yep.
I'd bet you the results are at best the same.
I bet you that they win a Super Bowl.
I know. I would not
TJ Watt. With
what
George
do you
Pickett
think
and Deontay
he's doing?
Johnson.
What is he doing against Andy Reid that is different from Sean McDermott? Do Mike Tomlin? Okay, we could point to quarterback if we want, and like I think that's fair. Like the one thing to his credit is that dude figures out how to get to 8-9 wins at least every single year, no matter if he's got someone named Duck Hodges as his quarterback or Mason Rudolph. It just doesn't matter. Kenny Pickett, who wasn't good, he'll get you to that winning record. That's to his credit. But let's look at the Steelers' playoff losses in the last 8 years.
Okay.
It's not the quarterback that's letting them down. It's Mike Tomlin's defenses do not come ready to play.
How many of those games did TJ Watt play in?
I mean, the whole thing is about one player.
He's the defensive. He's the
I know
best
he's
player
great.
In the league.
I know he's
best
great.
Defensive player in the league.
But TJ Watt wasn't on their team in 2017 when they gave up 45 points to Blake Bortles' Jacksonville Jaguars.
They also went to the AFC Championship game.
Was TJ Watt maybe was he in the game when they gave up 48 points to the Cleveland Browns in a playoff game in 2020? Was he there when they gave up 42 points to Kansas City in the playoff game the next year? That since 2017,
I don't think he's played in the playoffs.
Since 2017, Tomlin's defenses have given up 45, 48, 42, and 31.
Who are the quarterbacks in those? How many points did they score in those games?
But the quarterbacks.
How many, How many points did they score in those games?
Allen and Mahomes, sure, but Mayfield and Bortles.
No, no. Like, I'm saying who played quarterback for Pittsburgh? And how many points did they score?
Roethlisberger, Pickett, and Rudolph. They scored, but hold on. Point total's not that bad either. They scored 42 against the Jaguars. That was 45-42 to the Jaguars. That's right after the Bills lost to Jacksonville 10-3, by the way. Then they lose to Cleveland 48-37. Remember that game? Like Cleveland ran out ahead early.
Yep.
And then Roethlisberger almost brought him back, but they couldn't stop him. Kansas City beat him 42-21 just because they were a 10 times better football team. And then the Bills beat him 31-17. So I don't know. I'm not a Tomlin guy, though. I'm not a Tomlin guy at all. So, for me, I think McDermott's a better coach than Mike Tomlin. I'll say it. There you go. I think McDermott's a better coach than Mike Tomlin.
I think they're pretty the same, except for Tomlin has a Super Bowl. And whether it was 100 years ago or five minutes ago, he has something on his resume that Sean McDermott doesn't. He has gotten to the peak, and he's won a Super Bowl, and that's why he's still in the league coaching. And I think if you asked other people around the league, regardless of...
He won a Super... Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
No, but I, if you were to poll owners of every team, which coach would you rather have, Tomlin or McDermott? Do you know how many owners would probably say Tomlin or McDermott? I think a lot.
But that's not the right judgment here.
But those are the guys that hire.
The owners. I got John Mara out here on Hard Knocks, like crying about his running back leaving because his identity as an offense is running the football. Like, what do I want to do here? Tomlin won a Super Bowl when the Sabres were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know how long ago that was?
Yeah, it's still I was in high school. Still a Super Bowl.
In 2010.
You really want to get in an argument with me? You have to now defer to me for at least 12 months for being right about Jared Goff. I think that's fair.
That's fair. But the question is not who was a better coach 14 years ago. It's who's a better coach right now. And Mike Tomlin, for 8 years, has not hit his defenses have consistently... You think McDermott's defenses have been bad in the playoffs? 45, 48, 42, and 31. And when you look at anything offensively, this is what my biggest problem with Tomlin is. Tomlin, more than McDermott, gets in the way of his offenses.
He doesn't
allow them to throw. He wants to play conservative, run the ball. Look how long it took him to fire Matt Canada. Like, the guy doesn't have a clue what's going on in offense. He can't get out of his own way. McDermott... I think at least gets out of his own way, if that's even not giving him enough credit. He let Brian Daboll, or, you know, maybe he fought with him, but Daboll was here for multiple years and ran the offense he wanted. And for a 5-year stretch, with McDermott as the head coach, they are the pass happiest offense in the team, not named Kansas City.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't get in the way of the offense to the degree that Tomlin
does. Let me ask you a question. Say a radio station is hiring a new on-air personality.
Okay.
All right. And that radio station's job is to interview and hire the best candidate for that position that'll help their rankings and help them be a successful radio station.
Okay.
Okay. And your two choices are a local guy that you like who has done some pretty good things, has already, you know, hosts a successful show and, you know, people generally like and they pine for, or a guy that had the most successful show in the country for a year 15 years ago and has multiple Emmys in that year, and your choice is between, even though it was 15 years ago, he has a proven track record of having the best, most listened to show in the country. And which one, if you had a bet that that guy was going to make sure you were successful, who would you bet? The guy that has at least shown he can do it, regardless of how long ago it was, or the guy that...
But it's not multiple Emmys. It's one Emmy.
It's one Emmy. But the other guy's got no Emmys.
And I've seen him put out a bunch of
the most popular show in the country.
A bunch of mid TV shows.
We need to get Alan Davis in here. We got to get his professional opinion on that.
I mean, he won an Emmy for, you know, a TV show 15 years ago, and since he's doing network sitcoms,
and now mid TV shows now suck.
Tomlin beat Ken Whisenhunt in a Super Bowl. That's the coach he beat. Ken Whisenhunt.
Mike Tomlin
and lost to
lost.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike Tomlin was lost. Now we're working with, you know, young Sheldon.
Tom Coughlin has won a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin. Should I hire him? Is he a better coach right now? I have proof of concept. Tom Coughlin.
He's got two Super Bowls.
Look at the Emmys. Tom Coughlin. Let's hire him.
He's got two Super Bowls. He's old. That's not the same. I mean,
John Fox has coached in a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin has.
Well, he's old.
Gary Kubiak.
You're talking about Gary Kubiak can't coach anymore.
Is Doug Peterson a good coach?
This guy.
He's got a Super Bowl.
Listen to him.
He's got a Super Bowl.
No, but you were hesitant.
And yeah,
that,
I was.
And that Super Bowl was only 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 6 years
he's
ago.
A, he's a, he, and he did it with Nick Foles.
Don't see, you bring up the name Mike Tomlin. I am ready to go.
It got you.
I just, I can't.
It teed you.
I can't with him. His defenses stink in the playoffs.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
They're not. The Bills have let down Josh Allen, but they have not been that bad. They've not been that bad.
You know what? At least Mike Tomlin.
He didn't give up 48 to Blake Bortles. McDermott the week before only allowed 10 to Blake Bortles. Going way back in the vault for that one. All right, we got to hit a timeout. Kyle Brandt, angry runs. This is like angry takes today. We'll see if, if there's anyone, any guest that's going to keep the energy up. I have to imagine Kyle Brandt's going to do that. He's going to be on hand at the Bisons game on Saturday because it's Kyle Brandt Bobbleway giveaway day.
Bobblehead, but not Bobbleway. I don't know what Bobbleway
is. Did I say Bobbleway?
Bobblehead. Bobblehead.
Yeah, bobblehead giveaway and autograph session with Kyle Brandt. He's going to throw the first pitch out as well. So we'll have him coming up next. Open championship, by the way, Justin Thomas, the leader, 3 under par. I don't even remember the name of the guy that was tied with him, but he bogeyed. So Justin Thomas at the top of the leaderboard at the Open Championship.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.